It's all right, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's all right, I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.
Hey, this is Rob's Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. And it's July 13, 2021. And this is a combination of political podcast and book review. Comic book review. I'm reflecting here, responding to a number of things that have been brewing. One thing not well known, the other one that kind of got into the political maelstrom here recently. Comic book writer Chuck Dixon wrote a very insightful piece involving the problem of comic books in America today. It's much like we find in just about everything else that's coming out of the media, whether it be comic books, books themselves, television, movies, music, etc. An ideological presentation in all of it. All of it. Not trying to actually tell stories. And that is very true. That is, explains a lot as to why the hell would a young person, a child, buy a comic book that's preaching to them. And that's what all these books are doing. They're preaching. Endlessly. Preaching. And it's not just the comic books. Books. I'm trying to read contemporary books, and I'm being preached to. I don't even bother with, I don't know what's going on with commercial television. I don't know. Movies. So I guess I'm going to include a movie review here. I ran Black Widow, which came out Friday. I ran the film. So what is it? Well, the Black Widow, of course, is a spider that comes and kills the male. Interacts with the male, kills it. And the intent of the Black Widow in comic books was something the same, but more that the Black Widow comes and stops the bad guy and stomps him in the ground, stings him. They had little dart things that Black Widow would shoot out. So I thought when I heard the Black Widow movie was coming out, which is an extension of what they call the Marvel Universe, which is now owned by Disney, hopefully would just do a story about Black Widow going after some bad guys, shooting little darts and stopping them. Which actually what all these movies should be doing, instead of some weird taking over the world thing every single time. Just good guys, bad guys. Make it simple, guys. Do a good little plot. Make it interesting. That's not what this Black Widow's about. This Black Widow's about what the name is. This is about a woman who's out to stop the men. Because all the men, all of them, are bad. All of them. There's one semi-guy who kind of helps her, but he's basically written as an incompetent who screws things up. She has minor faith in him, but otherwise rather discards him. Never puts any real attention. He's in there twice in the whole film and gone again. The real bad guy in the film. I found interesting. I noted that the bad guy in the film, all the assistants, all of them are men. There are no women. So this is a flock of men that Black Widow goes to defeat. And of course, Black Widow's assisted by a whole slew of other women. And what's the bad guy doing? He's taking over women. And basically, he is programming them to do his will. She comes to stop man from doing his will. Because man bad, women good. This is a theme we're seeing throughout film, movies, TVs, books, comic books. Males are bad all the time. I was reflecting, I've run a couple other films and here in the last, I ran the recent film that with Ian McKellen, what the heck was the name of that film? Anyway, and
Oh, I can probably... Here, I'll find it real quick. Anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't think about talking about this. I should do one about movie... Well, I could go on and on and on about all this silliness. But let me see if I can real quickly find this film. I'm not going to find it that quick. But the film was came out in 2019. 2019. Again, all the men were bad. All the men were bad. Even Ian McKellen was a bad guy. It was called The Good Liar. The Good Liar was all about men being bad. There was not one good man. Oh, the only good man in the film was the other bit that we're finding in media today. Of course, he is a homosexual. He performs homosexual acts with some other guy, who, of course, is dark-skinned. It's just... There is a trite stereotype that's riddled through all this. I'm getting to the comic book review because I'm tagging this to my review in Goodreads. Because the same thing happens in that comic book. There is, except the guy is supposed to be a good guy, but he's, of course, a homosexual. He performs homosexual acts because there's no such thing. There's no homosexual is never a noun. It's always a verb. It's an act. It's not a person. So this guy performs homosexual acts and, of course, connects to a dark-skinned person, black person. Because that's all Hollywood knows how to do. They have this little checklist. They go ding, 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 ding. And you know what's happening. I mean, you know when the Black Widow film came on that you're going to see a white, a black, an Asian, a Spanish. I mean, all of it was there. You're going to have a certain percentage of all of it. You could take measuring cups and start to fill them with the characters because you know what they all are going to be. And now, sadly, I was hoping Black Widow would be a surprise. They're going to go back to good movies. No. And it's an atrocious mess because it is demeaning to watch this. That as this occurs, as it's slamming man over and over and over again, why does this man? Because you know it's a metaphor. The bad guy isn't just a bad guy. He represents man. Black Widow represents women, and she is going to kill him. Even near the end men are all trying to run away, even though they're in outfits with guns. All the men are trying to run away. She is going out to kill them all. Why are we doing? Why can't the media stop this and, moreover, come out and think on its own? Another film I ran was Mr. Holmes, which actually came out in 2015. Now, there actually Holmes isn't shown as a bad guy, but he's still shown as a very weak person. And it's mostly again driven by involving a woman, of course. It's just very tiresome. I just don't even want to see current films. I'll run some of these spectacular ones but I know what I'm going to see every single time. So Chuck Dixon's pointing out that the comic book industry has gone into the ground. That it is basically a megaphone of propaganda of the PC crowd. That's all it is. They are no longer interested in good books, and they're no longer interested to produce something that the general public wants to see. This homosexual thing is insanity. I mean, just what I mentioned. Here's the movie The Good Thief or Good whatever it was. All the guys are bad, and so only the woman is good. The only good guy performs homosexual acts with a black guy. The problem with that is that the media continues, and the Superman comic book I'm about to talk about, it keeps portraying the population as if there's some dearth of those performing homosexual acts, which is patently untrue. A random survey percentage Gallup thing comes up with 5% of the population of the United States. 5%! That means 95%! Are not involved with homosexual acts. They want to reproduce. They want to follow Darwin. They want to continue mankind. That 5% doesn't believe in Darwin and wants nothing to do with it and thinks mankind is some God thing, whatever their weird God thing that's in their head that thinks they'll live forever because they can. No, they die off and they can't reproduce. They don't reproduce and they die off. That's a silliness that we've seen a great increase. I mean, it's been like multiple percentage times that we've seen the number go. I mean, it was less than 1% just a number of years ago, but now it's increased. Now, why is it increased? The media proposes that because they've opened it up for those who perform homosexual acts. The thinking, know what's really going on. Same reason you train the military with video games, shooting video games. That if you keep showing something to somebody, they believe that that is them. That they will do better, that they will be like that. And they will act like that. You keep shoving people, characters that are performing homosexual acts, and young innocent people, especially children, will begin to think, maybe I don't know, and they have vivid imaginations, and suddenly they think they, and then of course this only lasts a short period of time, and they flip, and suddenly they're saying, oh no, I'm heterosexual, I want to perform heterosexual acts, I don't want to perform homosexual acts, and relationships, of course, as you know, the marriage thing has come about, and those aren't working. This is a fad, guys. This is a fad. It didn't exist for thousands of years, and when it did, and if you do it in the animal world, you're dead. But this idea that you're going to keep pushing this stuff is preposterous. Okay, about this, the United States of Captain America number one that just came out, also around the same time Black Widow did, I guess it was around the 9th of July. I heard about it. Dean Cain had heard a bit about it and made some comment and got slammed by, it's funny, 5% of the population, yet it's like 50% of the population attacks people for saying anything bad about those who perform homosexual acts when they don't do it themselves. But they're experts and they go after anyone who says anything bad about those who perform homosexual acts. Seems as though they would have a problem with it too, in that they don't perform such things. All right, I'll keep going over that same area. But the United States of Captain America, the problem that Dean Cain ran into, and then others who have commented, oddly enough, Chuck Dixon's column wasn't specifically about this. I don't believe he mentioned this, because what he's talking about is that the rest of the world's doing quite well, thank you, with Asian comic books that are going great guns. Around the rest of the world, involving manga, you've got every subject on Earth covered. As he points out in his column, please find it. I have it posted on my Rob Smith Through Your Politics and Political Commentary on Facebook. That column, Dixon points out, there's an entire run of golfing comics out right now, all about golfing, about clubs and swing. It's stories. Each one is a story about playing golf. And it sells, and people are buying it. Not in America, but in other parts of the world, because the rest of the world is more ingrained in reality than we are here in America. A great example of that is United States of Captain America number one. It has two parts to it. The first part is disturbing. Captain America has been the same character for 100 years, or 80 years, depending on how you want to look at it. He's around to defend America. In the last number of years, Disney Marvel has been unraveling all of that. This is a large, clear statement of this, and a very disturbing one. It starts on page, what would be page one of this, in which basically Steve Rogers as Captain America is thinking to himself, he believes there's two problems that I'm not quoting him because it's written by some writer, some left wing nutcase writer who writes, I'm loyal to nothing except the dream. I actually said that once. Here's the thing about a dream, though. A dream isn't real. When we wake up, it goes away, and we're left with this yearning inside, like something was taken from us. At least that's one kind of dream. But lately, spending my days in this country, America, as the years march on by, I'm starting to think America actually has two dreams and one lie. The first American dream is the one that isn't real. It's the one some people expect just to be handed to them. And then they get angry when it disappears. When the truth is, it never really existed in the first place. Germans have this neat word, Fernweh. It means a longing or nostalgia for a place you've never been or for a place that might not even exist at all. We have a word for that in the States, Americana. This is the white picket fence fallacy that, if we're not careful, becomes nationalism, jingoism. That dream isn't real, it never was. Because that dream doesn't get along nicely with reality. Other cultures, immigrants, the poor, the suffering, people easily come to be seen as different, quote-unquote different or quote-unquote un-American. The white picket fence becomes a gate to keep others out. We're at our best when we keep no one out. A good dream is shared, shared radically, shared with everyone. When something isn't shared, it can become the American lie. Now, what I just read is in a comic book involving a character called Steve Rogers, who is then dresses up as Captain America. Does that sound like a comic book? It sounds like an editorial you might read in the back of Mother Earth News. And it's preposterous. And it's something that's odd if you go back to the origins of Captain America. He very clearly says, America is an ideal that it's up to us to maintain. It only exists if we make sure it does, by fighting the bad guys who want to destroy it. What I just read is an effort to destroy it. So that is the first issue of United States of Captain America. Well, not quite. You see, in it comes, suddenly out of the blue, there's some little, of course, there's a battle. And then this kid comes along who then says he performs homosexual acts. Of course, he calls himself a name as if that means anything. It's meaningless. The name means I go into bed with a guy and I perform homosexual acts. That's what it means. If we would be more specific about that, folks would back away from this pretty quick, but nobody wants to do that. They want to use labels. The one thing the left always complains about, don't use labels. Don't stereotype. Yet the kid they present is stereotyped. Typical kid, the art guy or the writer had a earring put in and a nose ring put in and had a shaven head. And then there's another guy who, of course, has to be a different color of skin because you can't have two color skins together. Trite stereotypes. And so that character is introduced. The homosexual interaction with the white guy and the black guy doesn't happen until the second part. And so let me get to the second part of this. So the first part, it's an editorial. Poorly written, poorly thought out, enormously inaccurate, and taking no other consideration of any other viewpoint. But that this is fact. Never did Stan Lee write stories like this. He might indicate, I mean, he was a lefty. He was concerned about, you know, he'll write about underdog stuff and poor people and so on. But he wouldn't write anything like that. About that America's coming apart because it's coming apart because it doesn't fit. It's not trying to save the poor people. What the hell else are we supposed to do? We have food stamps. We have every kind of, I just saw Biden forgave a whole bunch of student loans. I don't, the banking industry gets shoveled under, which is fine to a certain extent. But you got student loans. You've got every kind of banking loan you can get. You got all these things the government presents for people who have no money. You have homeless shelters. You have free food places. There are places that will give you food or give you discounts. So much is given. How much more are we supposed to give? According to this stupid comic book writer, everything. The idea is to take away equity. That's another little subject, ain't it? Okay, I admit this is getting long. I should have separated these probably. But anyway, the equity is being taken away. Because equal is unfair. See Don Watkins and Yoram Brooks' book. Equal is unfair. To get equality, you must take away from something else to get that to be equal. It can never be fair. And so what is being presented in the United States of Captain America is to not have equity. You must take away from others so others have something that we take away. Who are we going to take away from? Another poor person? A partially poor person? A mediocre? Oh, a rich person? a rich person who was poor 10 years ago, who's now rich, and now we take away from them so they can be poor, and we make the poor person with put with money who has a bad history of not being able to handle money and blows it on goofball stuff. Why do I drive through poor, so-called poor neighborhoods and see rich cars? Why am I in line at stores? I mean, I certainly fall in the category of not being wealthy in any way. I'm in a store and I see people pull food stamps out. And they got racks of food. Anyway, it's very frustrating. It's very frustrating. And what is being presented in this is deadly wrong. And what's so sad is, and apparently the writer's name is Christopher Cantwell. Cantwell writes, can't well think, can't well use logic. Christopher Cantwell apparently has not had this experience, and I would like to take Christopher Cantwell and give him a little drive through Florida and toss him in the ocean and waking him up, and guess what? It ain't like what you wrote. Or was he made to write that? Is this really being forced? I mean, why so much of this everywhere? Are people being told you must do this? Maybe so. I'm not interested. I've turned down projects because I have my views. I stand by my views, and I'm only going to do things for those who have those views. I don't compromise. That's the problem. It means I don't get work sometimes. Well, that's the way it goes. Because I would never be involved in a project like this, and I don't think anyone be involved in this project. Certainly no one should read it. That's why I'm giving this thing. I'd love to give it zero stars. The artwork is... Steve Rogers, Captain America, looks like a girl. Looks like he performs homosexual acts. Oddly enough, he's not being tagged as the homosexual. The kid is. Well, why don't they put them both together? I mean, why stop? Why not just make Captain America homosexual, put him in bed with his kid? You know, I mean, and the funny thing is, a big scene in the second part of this is that the white guy and the black guy kiss on top of a train. Which, if you've ever been on top of a train that's moving, is really impossible. The second part of the story, by the way, is the homosexual kid thinks he's fighting for the under. He suddenly is an underdog. He can fight everyone. He's got some made up suit of Captain America. Suddenly, he has all the skills and abilities that Captain America has. Again, this idea that we don't work towards skill. It just happens. What was that quote? What was that quote in this Captain America thing about how things are just given to us? Seems like there's a contradiction in terms here. Well, isn't the hypocrisy the mainstay of everybody in the law of the liberal side? So there's a statement at the beginning of the first part of the book says it's the one some people expect to just be handed to them. And so the writer then hands the abilities of Captain America to a kid. It's a small kid. They're showing he's brought up maybe 5'6", and he's suddenly fighting all these big guys and he defeats them all. That's okay. The hypocrisy. Don't get anywhere near this. This is a horrible, horrible demonstration of PC garbage, trite, stereotypical. Some folks don't understand that right now. A number of years from now, when we get away from this fad, people are going to look back and shun all of this because it's so much garbage. I don't see how we've seen these kind of fads come and go. Remember everybody going around jogging everywhere? Remember that? Yes. They don't do that anymore, do they? Of course, if you're young, you won't know what I'm talking about. But yeah, everybody had Jim Fix and the running book. Everybody's running around until Jim Fix had a heart attack. And people kept running, but then it died off. We've seen these fads come. It usually has to do with being better, looking better. Remember Suzanne Summers and all the workout videos, or was it her? Who was it doing? Were all the people doing workout videos, and that was the big thing just before the running thing or something. Anyway, and we've seen stuff in the 60s, all the hippie stuff came and went. People thought hippies, you read stuff in the 60s when the hippie thing was going on, it indicated it was going to go on forever. Well, this is it. Well, this isn't it, what we're seeing right now. It's a fad. It's going to come. it's here, it's going to go, we just got to put up with it a few more years, reality's going to set in. One thing that's going to help enormously is that the Caucasian population is dying off in the States, and the Caucasian population is the one that is really pushing this whole idea. These are not the ideas, homosexuality, all this PC stuff is not popular in those of Spanish heritage communities and dark skin communities, but in Caucasian communities, it's unbelievably, it's everywhere. It's going to come and go. Anyway, I've gone on pretty long here, and I'm sorry, I've covered an enormous amount of territory. 25 minutes, one of my longest ones. I should have split this up and talked about Chuck Dixon in one and the comic book in the other and maybe Black Widow in another. Maybe I will split it up, but right now this is going to be, here's kind of putting it all together in one place. So thank you all very much for listening, being a part of this. Please, if you want, share it, pass it on to others. And I thank you very much for listening. If you want more of, you can find me on Twitter, Rob Smith Jr. You can go to Facebook, Rob Smith Jr., political cartoons and commentary, etc., etc., etc. Please comment, share, post, whatever. Thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you all next time. Rob Smith Jr. here. Have a great week. Bye-bye. It's all right. It's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's all right. I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.